Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, what's up, what's up? Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio right here on our live show on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is Karma Cafe, also known as Urban Therapy, where we let you call in, let us know about your problems, and I'm going to help solve them, help you get your woo-saw on. You've been working hard all week putting up the bullshit co-workers, motherfuckers, bikers can't get their ass off the curb. It is what it is, but hey, we're going to do it. Call me up, get your woosah on, 424-243-9649. Don't call me right now. I'm not going to open up the lines just yet. I'm going to get into some music. So I just want to say, don't forget, people, the best way to listen to Monstrous Radio live, if you're on your phone, is on your speakerphone. Just when we open up the lines and we call out your number, take it off a speakerphone. Matter of fact, when we open up the lines, just take it off a speakerphone. Because if we open up the line to you, we can't hear you because we'll have an echo. So, all right, the internationally known show, Monstrous Radio Live, is about to start in about one. It's about to start now. So check it out. I got some new music. This right here is a remix by T. Wayne. It's the Nasty Freestyle. You got Ty Dolla $ign and Cheddar the Connect. Monstrous Radio. Online radio, when underground lives above ground, making great.
First, let me hop top the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop top the motherfucking
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. I'm in a bit lit like a motherfucking torch. And I don't want it if it ain't sitting like a horse. I be ballin' like score. I'm sippin' lean and I can feel it in my body. I'ma ball up on them like I'm Ricky Bobby. I swear that I don't want your girl if she ain't cocky. I ain't got no kids, but she still call me Poppy. I got attitude. I got gratitude, and like my mixtape, I got your girl coming soon. I've been throwed off since I came out of the womb. My flow 10 times sooner than the month of June. But you can have it, baby, I got them going crazy. New paper flow, I'm getting paper on a daily. And I just got a plaque, so I know they hate me. But guess what?
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop out the all-white turbo. My Benz all red like a glass of the Merlot. Wax on the joint, make the motherfucker burn slow. Every day I wake up, I was 25 pre-roll. Tint at the windows, I bubble Giottos, I feel like the shit. Feet back low, real nigga shit. My 9-11 left the Panamera. Your Carrera in my rear view mirror. 200 bands, you could drive one of these. Gangsters and strippers, no yeet. Pull up on your girl, bet she gon' hop in. Turn up the music, got it bobbing. Whoa, all in a piece.
But this shit is not a lease. That's son of beast. Yeah. Ain't like centipede. My man Hennessy. That's all my niggas drink.
Yeah.
I tell her.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop out the all black panties. Touch down on the neck just like man. Middle finger up to the neck, can't stand me. Travel up to your bed, get a milk grammy. Look at them, look at that wrist. Look at the rims on that bitch. Just hopped out the Porsche. Look at the paint on that bitch. I'm just draining these hoes like a faucet. I'm just hanging these niggas in my closet. Stacking up the money like government cheese. 10 bands on some fresh new Louis. Spending up the money like it came from O.C. Porsche Cayenne, I done bought my girl 3. Putting that ass on me like a horse. Turned around and said, nigga, you can't afford me. I look right back at her and I said, talk.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking
crazy.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop Porsche.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. Yeah, Monsterous Radio, Karma Cafe. We get it in. Ooh wee. Yeah. So, all right, we gonna open up the lines here in a bit. I want to know what kind of problems y'all got going on. Because obviously there's some problems going on here in the Twin Cities. Y'all heard about First Avenue? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, First Avenue. Y'all remember the movie Purple Rain? Remember Prince was in that venue singing his motherfucking ass up? And all that? Yeah, having his emotional breakdown and all that in the back. I will die for you. Well, last night they almost died for you because a whole ceiling fell in at First Avenue last night. That motherfucker shut down. Hey, they got a big concert coming up this weekend, too. Let's see, Miguel, one of the big performers at this concert. We're going to make it do. Matter of fact, I got a remix of Miguel coming up here in just a minute. But for right now, we're going to stay with these indies with their underground artists above ground making quakes. Up next, I got this RTG. It's called Tonight's Your Night. Don't forget, it's not really, I know I got y'all bopping out there. It's really not about dancing tonight. It's more about the lyrics and helping you get your woo song on. Now, Monsters Radio is one of the few places that you can sing along the song, and when you say the cuss words, it feels good.
Baby, tonight's your night. It's all about you, girl. Go ahead, have some fun tonight.
DJ Woo.
Tonight, girl. Baby, tonight's your night. It's all about you, girl. Go ahead, have some fun tonight. Tonight, girl.
So gon' live it up. Gon' party all night till the sun come up.
Baby, tonight. It's your night, girl.
So gon' live it up. Gon' party all night till the sun come up.
Baby, tonight. It's your night, girl.
I can tell you had a long day. Why you all walking the wrong way? And if you don't mind, party at our place. Hardly seen a chick like you, so you know I thought I would invite you.
Are you ready for a fun time? Margaritas while the sun shines. You can get all of your friends and I'ma bring mine.
Peace signs, only good vibes in the meantime. Let's take a dip into the pool while we drink
baby,
wine.
You're the baddest, you look so fly. Smoking good weed, others go so high. What you expect? You're rolling with the best. And we don't smoke stress.
See, we just trying to turn up and party. Smoke on by Marley.
And if you don't smoke, you gon' get high regardless.
I'm sorry, everybody here getting gnarly.
So call all your girls and let's get this thing started.
Baby, tonight's your night. It's all about you, girl. Go ahead, have some fun tonight. Tonight, girl. Baby, tonight's your night. It's all about you, girl. Go ahead, have some fun tonight.
tonight, girl.
So don't live it up. Don't party all night till the sun come up.
Baby, tonight, it's your night, girl.
So don't live it up. Don't party all night till the sun come up.
Baby, tonight, it's your night.
Why your cup so empty? Hey girl, you look so tempting. So if it's alright, we can party all night. Just let me know what you need. I can pour you up a drink or we can roll up some weight. Just follow me, and I'ma lead you right to the sheets. It's calling me, so let me put your body at ease. Ain't hard to see that I've been trying to get it for a minute. Let me hit it, if you with it, I'ma show you don't forget it, no. If you don't want to, you ain't never gotta go. Can keep a secret, they ain't never gotta know about the things we be doing and all the sleep we be losing, because we up all night screwing, yeah. So baby, take your clothes off, and we can get it in till we doze off. You the type I wouldn't mind to show off.
Why parties like this make you never wanna grow up?
Baby, tonight's your night, it's all about you, girl. Go ahead, have the fun tonight, girl. Baby, tonight's your night, it's all about you, girl. Go ahead, have the fun tonight, girl.
So don't live it up, don't party all night till the sun come up.
Baby, tonight, it's your night, girl.
So don't live it up, don't party all night till the sun come up.
Baby, tonight, it's your night, girl.
So don't,
baby, you the bad, you the baddest.
So don't.
Smoke on by Marley.
If you don't smoke, you gon' get high regardless.
We just tryna turn up and party.
Baby, you the baddest.
So don't.
I'm sorry.
Get this thing started.
Why parties like this make you never wanna grow up?
Matrix Gang, bitch. Yeah, Matrix Radio, Carmen Cafe. We the only place you get your woo sound on for free. You need to go to a therapist. Hey, that's just recommended by the county. You gotta go through what's that shit where you get the free medical? You know what I'm talking about. Y'all signed up for that shit. I'm signed up too, player. but hey, check it out. In the hood, they be needing their Wu-Tang on too. You know what I mean? A lot of things go down, but you know a motherfucker, he ain't really stressing shit. You know how you know in the hood? Because, hey, he'll pull up and skate on them. This right here ain't new, but it definitely help you get your Wu-Tang on. You feel me? So let's do it, Carmen Cafe. Looks like we got Jay Dirty over here. Ooh-wee. It's gonna go down. Rock with me, E Monster, Monstrous Radio Live, right here on Block Talk Radio. You feel me?
Pull up in the light, we on it. Green light, get on.
Cash.
That's what we do. Ain't this a bitch? I'm over here not paying attention to what I got going on, and my shit's about to die. You did. Good thing I got one or two more tracks to play for y'all, so I can let my phone charge up right quick. So, all right, stick with me. Like I said, I got some remixes for y'all. Check it out. This one right here is a nice one right here. This is Miguel. This is the G-Remix or the G-Rex mix. You dig? Monstrous run this motherfucker. Let's go. Let's get into it. Don't forget, y'all, you got to say Woo-Star and let that bullshit go.
Treat you like a brother. Treat you like a friend. Respect you like a lover.
Never gotta sweat that.
I beat a rubber band, you beat a match. I won't be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Chip down, you wanna talk. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the wall.
Miguel. So, all right, hit me up if you're about ready to get your Woo-Star on. 424-243-9649. We're going to open up the lines right after, if I can find it, this.
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out. You dig? So we gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Yeah, that's what it do. So that's right. You got a girl with bad feet, exploit her ass. You dig? Don't let that bad ass little gnarled up pinky toe just go to waste. I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about, the one she got a rubber band to the rest of her toes when she got on sandals because that motherfucker would just hang out there all by herself. It is what it is. So, all right, we're about to open up the lines here in just a bit. Like I said, well, not just a bit. We're about to do it right now. So you better call me up, 424-243-9649. Now, usually I don't wait, or I usually wait until at least 7 o'clock, but I got my guy Jay Dirty over here. You know how me and him go. Shit, we'll get on some real shit and talk the whole motherfucking show with no music. So, all right, that's some hell of a conversation. I'm just saying. So, all right, let me go check in with my dog. What's up, Jay Dirty? Mr. Georgia.
Bro, you fucking stupid as hell for that damn commercial
dollars.
That shit had me fucked up, man. Feet look like two flat baseballs trying to flick y'all. Boy, you stupid, man. God damn. You fucking stupid. Bro, I can't fuck with you, man. God damn.
Hey, people don't take advantage of, you know what I mean, people with bad feet. You know what I mean? Like, I let her go. She could be a dime, got some bad feet. She got to go, mama. So we need to start exploiting their ass, putting their ass to work.
Let me find out, man. Oh, goddamn, boy.
Yeah. So, all right, bro. So how's your Thursday going?
Shit, it must be going good if I'm still breathing, right?
Right. All right, how's the work coming along with the studio and, you know, the progress with the new music?
Well, I've been writing a little bit more. Got all the damn tracks done. I'm hitting the studio probably Saturday evening, Saturday night. You know, I done booked the session or whatever, so hopefully I'll have some. I might drop a new track. I don't want to drop all of them like I used to. I used to just put all my damn music out, and then I might just drop one of my damn new joints, you know, and make them wait on the rest of it, man. I'm trying to train myself to get better with that shit, because every time I make a damn song, I ain't got nobody in my ear saying, "Nah, you can't put this out." I'm like, fuck it, I want this shit out now. So I'm trying to damn teach myself that it's going to be the same way if I put it out later than, you know, if I put it out now. So I'm trying to train my mind to be patient a little bit with that.
Right. Yeah, because technically, yeah, that's a marketing scheme, bro. What it is if you put something out all out at once, you know what I mean? It's going to create a buzz, no doubt. It's going to create a buzz. We'll say if you drop it in January. That buzz is going to last from about January to maybe the end of March. You dig? If you do the buzz right, that's how long the buzz lasts. Now, if you drop all your albums now come end of March, your buzz has died down. You have to do all kinds of extra shit to keep your buzz above water. But when you release the different tracks, it keeps the buzz going. You dig? So now your first buzz is going to be from January to the end of March. Now you drop another track. You're going from March to like July. You drop another track. You're going from July to like October. You get it? You dig? So now you're going to be hot throughout the year instead of just one simple drop.
That shit hard, bro, for motherfuckers like me that damn that use music as a damn way to vent, bro. And then like that shit hard because you like, and then I record a damn song, like, I done got it off my damn chest now. What the fuck is this sitting there for? You know, fuck it, I want to put that bitch out right now. And I've always been like that, bro. Like, because I've never been on a label. I've never had a damn team or none of that. I've never had nobody to tell me, no, you can't do it, because I don't take orders. I'm not good at that. So every damn time I record a song, bro, it's like, fuck it, I want this shit out now. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to damn, it's a struggle trying to fight my brain to tell me to keep that shit in the holster for a minute. That shit, hell no. I'm gonna see if I can do it this time around.
Hey, I've been there, bro. Yeah, I used to be one of them dudes to come out the studio. Soon as I come out the studio, dude, give me my little mix. Boop, it's going online. Tell me what you think. Oh, I like
that. That's how I used to be, man. My engineer burned me the damn CD. You know, he'll mix it down and bounce it down and burn it on the CD for me. I'll ride to that bitch all the way to the damn crib, bumping that shit in the whip. And as soon as I get home, I burn that bitch to the damn computer and upload that motherfucker. Just like same day, like. shit crazy.
Right, right.
I guess that's what happens, though, when you make good music, bro. You know, I guess you did, you know.
Oh, huh, yeah, yeah. You got to get it out there. Yeah, you know, because, yeah, a lot of artists, hey, that's the hardest part is putting yourself on the shelf. I know a lot of people who is big in the music, like, you never want to be put on the shelf. It's not a longevity shelf like the labels used to do you where we say you're about to drop in a couple months, here comes Jay-Z. Now you're putting the back burner so Jay-Z can go. No, you got to put yourself on the shelf because you got to think about it. You got to go back. Now you got to think of a marketing scheme. People are like, what you mean, marketing scheme? For a song. Like, example, I'll say Jamie Foxx's new track, what's that called? You Changed Me. Look at how they put that together, people. Gentlemen, look how they wearing suits. They got the video going in a certain vibe. You dig? That's marketing.
Yeah,
That's how you market that song.
Exactly, dog. And it's like this, bro. Like, you know, like if you an artist, a rapper, or goddamn a musician, period, dog. Like if you a real motherfucker, dog, and you giving music from your damn heart and real experiences that you actually damn been through or whatever, you're gonna run out of shit to damn talk about over a period of time because your life only goes so damn far. So you eventually, I mean, look at all the damn rappers that we grew up listening to that did all that real ass music, and then now they doing fucking club songs and pop music because, you know, you gonna run out of damn material if you really rapping some real shit. You gonna run out of damn material. I mean, you could probably make new damn songs and put it in different words and different flows and styles, but, I mean, it's going to be the same damn topics if you real. Now, these little other rappers can do these little songs, and it goes on forever, but, you know, a motherfucker like me, we're going to run out of shit to damn say eventually. You know, and me being an emotional damn person, you know, my music might be dark this month, might be down, might be high heaven's gate over here damn next month. You know, you don't never fucking know. You know what I mean? We're going to run out of shit eventually. So, I mean, it's best to just keep some of that shit in the holster and drop it. Be patient with it so it'll carry you a little longer.
Right.
So you can dip your pockets off into another market and branch out, you know?
Right, yeah. And then not only that, I mean, you take time out to, you know, pace yourself. As in, you know, like me, and that was one of the great things I admired when I found this out about Tupac, Jay-Z, and a bunch of Dr. Dre, a bunch of other artists, because it was a method that I was doing. Like, I used to I would just write songs, keep recording them, and keep doing them. Now, by the end of it, I had about 80, 90 songs. Now, I can go back to all these songs. So I say, like, now, I say right now, if I can't write today, right, which I just came out the studio the past couple of days, that's why y'all ain't been seeing me. I got some hitters coming. But say if I had to stop today and I couldn't write today, do you know how many songs I can go back and relay? How many songs I can release that ain't nobody heard yet that are hitters still?
Yeah.
I might
so
have
was
to
that a strategy that you used? Was that a damn strategy that you came up with, bro, to have you some shit in the holster like that for a rainy day?
Yep, because I knew at some point I was going to have to be touring. And while I'm touring, you dig? Now, I already, at the time, I had a studio set up to take my whole studio with me. I could record on the road and do all my songs because that's a good thing. You got to, you know, live in the moment. That's how you keep everything going, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, so at any time, you know, while I'm on tour, if I can't write, I can't be in the studio making new tracks, bam, well, guess what? I got some shit that I can throw out there. Do-do-do. You know, I already got another album. I got two or three albums already now. Technically, if I wanted to drop all my shit one time, it'd be like six albums, bro. Coming from the shit that I produce and the shit that I'm on and collabos and stuff I did for other artists, like six albums, bro.
Damn, that's another damn thing I don't like, really, dog. Like, I feel like if you're making a damn album, yeah, you need. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it needs to be you. It needs to be you on that fucking album, dog. Like, I believe you should make a damn album strictly yourself. Maybe two features tops on the album. I think all the damn collabos and shit should be kept for mixtapes, you know. But I think as far as a damn album, because if you put a whole bunch of goddamn people on your damn album, that's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that you gotta pay when that shit starts selling. You know what I mean? So the less you got on there, the more you can pocket. You know what I mean? Because everybody going to want their little damn piece of the pie. So when that album start damn selling, all these people hitting you up with their hands out. If you keep that shit minimum, two features minimum, though, like, you'll be able to save mm-hmm. you a little money and make a little extra off your album sales because you ain't got a number, you ain't got to break off a lot of these motherfuckers that you done put on there. See, a mixtape free, so then it's just music. It's all cooled in, but an album, man, that's money involved, and that shit, that'll just empty your pockets
right.
out if you put a whole bunch of motherfuckers on there.
Right. Well, hey, I tell you why I follow what you just said 100%. Damn it, I just had a brain fart. I'm doing too many things at one motherfucking time. Damn it, you made a damn good... Now, what was you just saying, bro? My bag.
I was saying about if you put a whole... If you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers on the damn album, then that's a whole bunch
there
of motherfuckers
go.
That you got to damn break off when the album starts
okay.
selling. So,
right, okay, here we go. Right now and today, I'm going to bring it all the way back to that. You dig? At one point, hip-hop needed that, and that I think that's where all these collabos came from. It came out of, at one point, it got to the era where some of the artists were kind of, you know, you listen to their CD or whatever, it would just be one flow through the whole thing. They wasn't really doing much diversity, you dig? I mean, like, the momentum of the track of the CD was almost all the same. So the industry, the listeners, everybody starts kind of getting fed up with it a little bit. So they want to hear a little bit of change on the album. You know what I mean? So that's when people start doing features. It got to be the point where the best song had at least three guys on it. Why? Because it's three different flows. It gave you three different feelings to keep you in the song. You dig? But everything in music had got so watered down by now, people want to see the real talent again. They want to see you hold your own.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said,
and all that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, when you dropping a damn album or whatever, bro. I still, even to this day, I still believe that you know you should do it mostly by yourself, maybe two damn features tops, because you can do all the damn collabos with the three dudes. You can make a single out of that. You ain't got to drop it on the album so that you know you ain't let the album be your personal money,
right.
dog. Because the album takes a lot of damn work. An album is basically you. On a track, dog. The album
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be the real shit, the buckle down. This is me on the platter right here. The album, that's what your album's supposed to be. Now you might like three other damn artists that you want to collab with. You could just make a damn single with them. And y'all could just get paid off of one damn song. You know, that way people don't hold you to that. Because if you put all these
mm-hmm.
people on your album, they ain't gonna say, damn, boy, you know, J Dirty go hard. They're gonna be like, damn, boy, I like the album, boy. All them people had, yeah, they not going. It ain't gonna reflect you. As much as you damn want to. Your album is supposed to be your time. Your alone time is supposed to be you. You know what I mean?
Right.
All the features and shit, you can do that with singles and mixtapes. You ain't got to do that with an album. There's plenty of damn ways to do features without you know, watering yourself down. You know what I mean? Let an album be you so that your listeners
right.
can still go and find you if they want to find you. You know, yeah, they make the singles and the collabos on the mixtapes, you know, for when your fans want to go hear you with diversity on other people's shit or whatever, but save the album for your fans when they want to go back and just hear you, you know, where they want to find you again and all that. You got to give them something.
Hey, that's real talk. Real talk. See, you artists going to learn something today. I'm just saying, Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes. I'm about to spin another track, and then we're going to give y'all some time to call us up. 424-243-9649. E-Mons and J Dirty. We ain't going to hurt you. Not too bad. Get it? Oh, all right, hit us up. We'll be back in just a minute. Check it out. Here goes some more new music. This right here is Casey Veggies. It's called Anybody.
I'm about to be here forever. I'm not no facade or a fad. Your girlfriend is missing, no trip, she just chilling somewhere on my pad. TV in the building, I'm making a killing, I fill up the bag. I look in the mirror, it couldn't be clearer, the boy got that swag. Biggie Smalls, nigga, now give me the loot. Feeling like Pac and I too, cause they telling me I got the juice. When I'm in the booth, I'ma be living proof, I'm the voice of the youth. They don't got a clue how I'm staying the same, but everything new. Shout out to the baby mama. Like I gotta get it, yeah, I gotta get it, yeah, I gotta get it. I'm waking up early in the morning, I started from sleeping in class. My teacher didn't think I would be shit, I guess I ain't doing that bad. Young and rich off rap, I'm not just anybody.
My new chick stack, my old girl ain't got anybody. She bump my shit, man, she don't fuck with anybody. I love my squad, I put them over anybody. Anybody, anybody. It's my year, no, I don't hear anybody. Anybody, anybody. I'm right here, no, I don't fear anybody. I'm so raw, I'm so street, I never talk to police. Young niggas, we so deep, this victory feels so sweet. I'm stand down with both feet, right around my hood with both peeps. She flies Angela Jolie, she gave me hair, felt like she had no teeth. Paying dudes with a blank check, if my dough up, it's a cake fest. Won't take a loss, but I take respect. Hit my goals in life, cause I ate the test. I bury haters, carry stress, but I'm very thankful, very blessed. If I ain't the best, nigga, wage your bet and be ready when I come collect. Like, young and rich off rap, I'm not just anybody. My new chick stack, my old girl ain't got anybody. She bump my shit, man, she don't fuck with anybody. I love my squad, I put them over anybody. Anybody, anybody. It's my year, no, I don't hear anybody. Anybody. I'm right here, no, I don't fit anybody.
One time for my girl that's really riding. Yeah, she fuck with me and not just anybody. Stevie Wonder, I don't see anybody. I had to tell myself I'm not just anybody. Anybody, anybody. I had to tell myself I'm not just anybody. 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 I had to tell myself I'm not just anybody.
Young and rich off rap, I'm not just anybody. My new chick stack, my old girl ain't got anybody. She bump my shit, man, she don't fuck with anybody. I love my squad, I put them over anybody. Anybody, anybody. This my year, no, I don't hear anybody. 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 I'm right here, no, I don't fear anybody.
Place hitting hard on my back. Got my money getting tall on my back. On my back. On my money too tall, on my bad, on my bad, got my money getting tall, on my bad, on my money too tall, on my bad,
world in the R. Spread by the men, 17 years old. Got
iPad, still on my clothes, closet, I'm overload. Hold on a second, look like a jacker, I dare you. I'm here to the throne and you would never ever compare to. Oh my bad, did I take it too far? You taking it personal, huh? I'm raising the bar. I mean, sick. Young lady in your face, disrespectful. Blowing AC and we ain't worried about the Petra. Verses and bars, moon, clovers, and stars. Your man fair for every line once he hops in the car. My game terror to you, lame, so blue. What's the hype? Little money, so scared. Accidents happen, you just happen to be a victim. Oh my bad, the candy girls are getting it.
Sitting hard on my bag. Got my money getting tall on my bag. On my bag. On my money too tall on my bag. 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 Sitting hard on my bag. Got my money getting tall on my bag.
On my bag.
Oh my
bad. That's what it
do. My money too.
Karma Cafe, Monsters Radio, a Monsters Radio Live. I'm just E Monster. I got me and my guy Jay Dirty over here. Hey, my bad. I got to spin one more song. I told y'all my phone is about to die. So I definitely got to plug it in, give it a little bit more juice. But I'm going to bring it back for sure right after this next cut. Brought to y'all by Stax McCain of the Delta Boys. Y'all better check out Takeover Tuesdays. They be taking over. They be freestyling, got all kinds of things. Let's take over Tuesday right here on Monsters Radio. This up next is Stax McCain's call right now. And, hey, when I come back, I'm going to tell y'all about a big car show that's going on here in the Twin Cities this Saturday. It's over south on Lake Street, what we call Cake Street, you know what I mean? So, all right, it looks like we got a couple people hitting us up. We got an 843. And we got an 818. When we come back, we're going to open up with y'all first. Get it? So check it out. This is Stax McCain, Delta Boys, Alabama. Where y'all at? Y'all guys getting it in on Monsters Radio.
Jumping and dumping, we pumping, they feelin' no winning. I'm a minister, citizen, and a nigga to get it. Even move on my nigga, we jumping the cars to finish up. Throw you pitch with a change up. We round round with a motherfucker chauffeur. Now we get the Gopher. Now we gotta change that trip. Three whole company, Mr. Roper. I'm about to grow up. Come around with a streak up. Get picked like my cup, nigga, filled up. I'm getting hair in the back, shut the fuck up. No mind, Tony better drink up. Take a shot, tell the beat. Put him in his sleep. Mary don't weep. I can make a grown man fall off the seat. Nigga get the feet, fuckin' with a cheese. On life, I put a nigga fucking head on ice. Body bag in the game with a high price. Now I'm all in your head, no lies. Then I got a nigga blind, no ice. True to the game. Run it. Money in a bag, in a bag of evil.
I'm living every day like my last one coming. I'm burning through these blues like I'm made out of money.
zero to 100, but I won't let forget it. Hoes, he connected like a last man got it. Keep it to yourself, I'ma cash me about it. I need a yellow bone with a finger eight body. Little Georgia Peach, she there right there for me. Got her own smoke and she got her own money. Only thing she want is some pipe in the morning. Paint her from the back, then she called me Picasso. Big D gang, and she called me Colossal. And I'm bad to the bone like a fossil. Never slowing down, boy, I'm so first name fast and my last one first. When I turned up, then your girl turned curious. I ain't even son, shouting, I ain't trying to hear it. Your old man mother like he won't get burned. He don't want his crown and I put that on the game. This ass look tight, better rag it out of name. Whip it to your city, mother, whip it with a grain. And I need that right now. Big chance, let me say that my lifestyle. Never going back, bro, pay the pipe down. Throw that right eye, I need that right now. I'm talking right now.
Yeah, that's Stacks McCain. It's called Right Now. That's that Delta Boy music right here on Monsters Radio. I got to ask y'all a question. You ever fart and your dog look at you and growl? Don't judge me. Just pray for me. It is what it is. Karma Cafe. I'm about to open up the lines. We're about to check in with this 843 and the 818. But hold on. Let me make sure I got my guy Jay Dirty over here. I still got you dirty.
Yeah, man. You fucking stupid, bro. God damn.
All right. Let's get monsters with it. Let's see what they are on today. Don't forget, y'all, hey, Comic Cafe is about, you know, you venting. You got a punk-ass coworker all week long, but acting like they run the motherfucking joint. If you don't shit your little supervisor ass down over there and twist your fingers on your keyboard and leave me the fuck alone, there's going to be an incident. Or a motherfucker come to work and always cooking some fish in the microwave, got the whole office smelling like pussy. If you don't get that bullshit up out of here, there's going to be a fight. Get it? So let's check in with them and see what they got going on. Let's check in with, we'll check in with 818 first. They was here the longest. 818-402. You heard that bing in your motherfucking ear. Who we got on Monsters Radio, Karma Cafe? Hello. You got props?
What's good?
What's up? Oh, shit, we got a lady. What's going down? Who's this?
Shut the hell up. You know who the fuck this is.
Is this Kelly?
Yes. You know how to call.
It's burnt hot dogs himself.
You know how to call another phone, switch it out on your ass.
Her other one got turned off, so she had to use the neighbors. That's how that goes.
I've been there before. She got her new Walmart burnout phone and calling in trying to talk shit. So what's good, Kelly? I know you're monstrous today.
Yes.
Long Beach.
Oh, my God. I almost caught my house on fire.
Uh-oh. What, cooking hot dogs?
Oh, my dad.
I was cooking hamburger. I went to flip the hamburger over, and I don't know how. Somehow the grease popped on the fire, and the fire jumped into the pan and almost burned down my house and me.
What the hell? Sound like
My son kicked me out of the kitchen.
You damn right. He's like,
you need to stick to the microwave,
baby.
Damn it. We don't
Jordan
need no accidents like that. You got chili.
Jordan over there talking about some, Mama, you supposed to be making hamburgers. You in there making damn burgers. It is. Looking like hockey puppets and shit. It is what it is. I'm going to send you my new cookbook, Callie, called Go Order Something Fast Food. That's what it's called. So, what's going on? You got anything else other than almost burning down the house? You dig? Anything else been going on throughout the week? You know, you might need to vent, put out there, get off your bee stings.
Let me find out.
I have been pissing me off, but I ain't pissing my own piss off because they'll get over it and then they'll be back trying to talk to me. So they can kiss my ass. I'm done.
What'd she say, Jay Dirty? All I heard was womp, 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 womp.
That's the same shit I heard. That's the same shit I heard, bro.
You shut the hell up,
get the smoke out your lungs because you just had a lot of smoke inhalation and talk clear because
we
don't get none of that.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you got it, man.
You all can both kiss my ass.
Don't tell me that. I do that for a living.
Oh, snap. I'm surprised we ain't listening to the firefighters come on. Hold on. You can talk now. Claire? So, hey, I guess while I'm buying some time, you think we're going to check in with you, 843, in just a second. There's a car show going on here in the Twin Cities put on by, hold on, y'all. Let me go over here and find this shit for my Facebook news. You dig? Hold on. Let me get to this See, that's that bullshit. Now my shit ain't up and running like it's supposed to. But if you know, it's over south on Lake Street, what we call Cape Street, if you know what I mean, from the hood. We did the 6th annual car and bike show, and it went down. I even got video footage of it on YouTube. Just go to, I guess, search Monstrous Radio Car Show, and it should pop up. There's a lot of great footage over there. They show a lot of cars, bikes. It goes down. They really get it in over there. I really wish I could have got a hold of these people to get involved in it and what's going on, but unfortunately, I didn't make it in time. So, all right, looks like they got Obi Trice. Y'all remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't know nothing about no Obi.
Oh, shut the hell
who
up.
Who used to ride with?
Damn
who
shit.
Used to be with there?
Just read
who
the damn fucking just read whatever the fuck you're reading in hot show.
Ain't that a bitch? Well, he used to be down with Eminem, motherfucker. It's the 8th annual
comic
show.
You read the shit.
With Obi Trice, presented by L. Amore Fashion, Uncle J, ENT, and T's Entertainment. So on Saturday, August 15th, that's this Saturday, motherfucker, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the corner of Lake Street and Portland Avenue. Now, bringing you the 8th annual car and bike show, Obi Trice. Now, he's going to be there a week. Guess he dropped a new album a week ago called Hangover. So I guess he'll be out there performing that. It's an all-age event, all day long. They got additional performances by Renegade, the Mill City Collective, Loke the Realist, Long Doe Records, Ace, Trial B, King Fooby, Rokuz, Polar Bear Entertainment, and a bunch of other motherfuckers that they ain't paying me to produce or to promote. So that's what it do. Make sure you bring your ass over there. $5 card, $5 donation is suggested. Let's see, VIP music area ticket. Oh, they got VIP? Oh, shit, outside? $25? Oh, that's where you're going to find me, in the VIP. So make sure you bring your ass out. Monsters Radio will be there. We'll be taking video footage. You can come out, do some shout-outs, do what you want to do. Matter of fact, you can come out and do a shout-out to Jay Dirty. I'm pretty sure he'd like to see that. You dig? So, yeah, that's the car show. Come out Saturday night. My ass going to be there. So that's what it do. And don't forget, tonight I may be doing an interview. So make sure you check my Facebook page, Stay Dirty and Cali Girl. I'm going to put it out there. I may be doing an interview on another network tonight. So you motherfuckers want to know some more about me and my monstrous situation, y'all better check it out, but you're going to have to check my Facebook. But it's another show right here on Blog Talk. So I enough about me and all the things that I do. Let's check in with this other 843 and see what the hell they trying to do on Karma Cafe Urban Therapy. You dig? 843-269.
Hey.
Your Cali Girl cussing me out. What's good? Who we got on the line?
Hey, what's good, man? It's Tony King, a.k.a. International Rock Boy, b.k.a. Hollywood Tony, you know what I'm saying? The winner of last week's battle, you know what I'm saying? It's just me. I'm chilling. I saw the flyer come through on Facebook just now. I want to be a part of this, you know what I'm saying, see what's going on. I ain't catch too much of the trash talk, but I heard a little bit of end God. I heard somebody tell somebody to fuck her up and get some chapstick, get some ass cheeks or something.
Yeah. Hey, King
what's up
Tony
with that shit?
Dead,
I did
man.
Hear that part.
Yeah.
I did hear that part. Hey, who that? What's up, man?
Yeah, this is Jay Dirty, man. I be tuning in the Gooby Show and all that, you know.
Oh, yeah, Dirty.
Yeah.
I remember you, dog. You on last night. What's happening?
I ain't shit, bro. And then on this bitch trying to get my damn therapy on because I can't afford a real one. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck a therapist, man. That's just a motherfucker who's going to tell you some shit that's going to make you pissed off again anyway.
That's true. So he monster.
You might as well talk to niggas who feel the same fucking way, and by the end of the conversation, somebody going to be like, you know what? I need to go re-up. I'm going to hit y'all niggas up in like 5 whole minutes. Let me roll up, though. But I can't hold the phone
right.
And roll up.
I'm
going
to go talk to my damn
phone
talk
work.
To my cup then. I'm going to talk to my fucking cup later when I get off this damn phone. I'm going to talk to me and my red solo. I'm going to be talking like a bubba.
Damn right. That's how it goes. You got motherfuckers like us. So,
hey,
therapy.
Y'all
motherfuckers
taking
on the radio.
Y'all taking it to the real urban therapy. You dig? I'm just saying, you can't go down there to the office building because my medical assistance does not pay for that bullshit. I'll just go get me a little fifth of yak, go get me a little stack and chill with the homies and be like,
hey.
Look, bro, this is the shit I got on my mind.
Exactly.
I ain't got
exactly.
No homies though, so I'm fucked on that part. I gotta chill by my goddamn self. But I still have good conversations though, cause you know what I mean. Still get
right.
It.
Right. Well, that's what you got me for, bro. That's what you got me for.
Hey.
Thursday night. Get it?
Already. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, man. Fuck it.
I got a question though, fellas. So, all right, check this out. I got the chill on Blog Talk Radio one time before, and that was after the show. That was after the first time I had just got introduced to High Standards Radio, you know what I'm saying? And I okay. remember that. That was a trill night for Dirty. That the first time me and you ever had spoke, you know what I'm saying? I hadn't been on there since, and I didn't know that, you know what I'm saying? Is this an every Thursday thing, kind of like Wednesday we battle, Thursday we get to chop up and chillax? That's how this go?
Yes, sir.
Shit, yep. I'm in then. I ain't know that. Shit, what time the show starting? I'm sorry I'm late. Let me get out of the car.
It's all right. We'll write it off on our taxes, you dig? I'm just saying.
100.
But, yeah. 100.
It started 7:30 Eastern time. 7:30 Eastern time, you know, that when it start.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I ain't too late.
Same number. Yeah, same number. Bad traffic.
Bad traffic.
There we go. But your ass is late, bro. You is still late. You might fall in like 4 minutes.
I lost.
Time.
100. I lost my parking spot, but it's all good.
Yeah, New Monster don't fuck with us. He said, fuck overtime. He don't get paid for that shit. He said, y'all got to get the fuck out of here. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you dig? We ain't got to go home.
Yeah. OG right though. Yeah. Man, he said, fuck y'all. Get your ass off this damn phone, motherfucker.
Right. So, all right, so tell us a little bit about you, Mr. King, International. What you got going on, bruh?
Man, I got a little bit of a lot going on right now. I'm actually coming up from a slump, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats that I've been with on this battle shit, you know what I'm saying? I've been talking to them, you know, getting everybody knowing each other on a personal level. I don't know if that's good or bad because, you know, I was always taught don't mix personal and business, you know what I'm saying? But fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like my man Dirty said, I ain't got no therapist, and I've been through a little bit of a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm coming back up trying to get my motherfucking spot, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I got going on. But far as business wise, y'all heard the show last night, you know, and I got up with Kurt ENT, you know, and you know, me and him is planning on doing
that's
business.
That's my dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, look out for me in the next week or two up in the area, you know what I'm saying? You know, maybe get a photo shoot for the book or something, you know what I'm saying? Get fan bases hopping, a couple of freestyle ciphers,
okay.
You know. All that. You know what I'm saying?
Great.
Hamburgers and bitches.
Hey, man. Let me find out about some burgers and bitches. Let me find out.
Hell of a combination, right?
Man.
Hell of a combination.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm talking about you getting double the food. All of it's nutrition. Get the damn protein and the vitamins all in one sitting. Lord.
Exactly.
You and if you're
just
lucky,
sure
fries,
you got...
go with that shake. I'm just
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout
out to these pussy-ass dudes that don't be eating the damn pussy juice. Man, that shit good for you, boy. Babies growing up. That shit got human beings growing in there. You think that shit won't do you some good? Quit being scared. Quit being going out there licking the damn clit like you doing something, motherfucker. Get your forehead wet. Get off in there. Yeah, quit being scared of it. That ain't going to bite you. Fuck wrong with these little boys, man. He monster, man. Talk to these boys, man. You an OG anyway. Talk to these young mothers. Man, they don't know about it, boy. Come on. Man, get your ears wet and everything. I'm talking about it. Yeah. Motherfucker,
well,
ain't doing it right.
Eat that shit with both hands. Use both hands. Like a
burger. Hey.
Burgers and bitches. Eat pussy like burgers. You know what I'm saying? Two-thirds
man.
Thick burgers in this shit.
Yeah,
you know
you
saying?
Put ketchup on the burgers and mayonnaise on the pussy. Yeah, you know how, man. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Y'all finna turn it into a wet, wet Wednesday around here. Oh, wait.
Wet Wednesday.
But see, that's why I got to come on Urban Therapy, though, bro. I got all these damn skill sets and can't use them because I don't have no bonds with these bitches at all. They barely come around. Man, I be going on dry hiatuses all the goddamn time, bro. I'm talking about I be dried up sometimes. These motherfuckers, I be paranoid. I can't go out here looking for relationships. So that shit don't come my fucking way. And if you can't go down to the damn motel, goddamn it, I can't do it because they ain't coming to my house and they ain't going to theirs. You know, so I'm in a bad spot,
right.
But I'm trying to work on my mental issues, you know. Yeah, all that. But if it ain't a motel,
right.
I can't get it. Or in the car. At least maybe in the car.
Hey, Dirty.
Yo.
All right, so check this out. Let me switch profiles real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because Martin Luther the King was my uncle, so I'm going to be Dr. King Jr. real quick. Let me prescribe you some medicine real quick. Now, I heard you say you don't really, you know what I'm saying, fuck with the battle rap, which is cool. But ain't nobody say nothing about ciphering with your boy, so I feel like your medicine should be when you get on this shit right here, you got to give us 16s, dog. Tell us how you really feel.
16. Oh, shit. See, ain't nobody ever asked me no shit like that, boy. I'm an old man.
I dropped 16 without cookies any rookies. These motherfuckers push me. Look. Oh, nah, I ain't gonna do it. Nah.
Yeah, cause, hey,
see, that's a battle rapper right there.
But you gotta think though. I didn't always start battle rapping. I just love the freestyle. You know what I'm saying? I had some fucked up things happen to me when I first got introduced to music at an early age. I tried to go get a deal. And my deal got fucked up, as you know, and that's how I learned the rap game, and I kind of been, like, on the low from that shit and learning shit. So in the meantime, in between time, instead of wasting ink on paper, I just get the shit off my mind and get used to the rhythm. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I damn near got killed about a little local deal thing one time, though. You know, some bad shit went south. I damn near got killed about it. But, yeah, all that shit's in the past, though. Yeah, that's why I don't do the deal thing no more.
Matter of fact, this is for anybody who ever got fucked over on a deal. 10-second solo by the King. Hashtag these nuts to the industry, nigga. That's how I feel.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and end off Comic Cafe. Man, I wish we could make a topic out of just what y'all was talking about now, talking about the benefits of doing ciphers and freestyles, because there is ups and downs. Because I'm just going to ask you this, and then we're going to end the show. I don't want you to answer, just something to marinate, something to call in, whether it be tomorrow, Friday Night Live, or next week, next Thursday, whatever. But do you think about this part when you do your freestyles and ciphers? Because this is why I don't do them. I'm finna start doing ciphers. You dig? But this is why I used to not do them. I used to be scared of copyright infringement. What we call in the hood, in the game, biters. You dig? If I'm over here freestyling, doing that's off the head, boom, boom, I'm probably not going to say it no more. I may not think it no more. You dig? Now somebody else take my bars, run off and make a song, I want my motherfucking cut. I'm just saying. The ups and downs of doing freestyles and ciphers. That's a topic we probably could have a whole show on. But, hey, it's the end of the show, so we're going to go ahead and end it out. We're going to go ahead and end it out. So we're going to go ahead and let y'all do some shout-outs. Cali Girl ran on us. I guess we don't took too much man time. You dig? And I did forget to open her mic back.
You
I know she's pissed off like a polecat. She probably had to go put the rest of the fire out from that motherfucking hot dog she was cooking. So, all right, we're going to do some shout-outs. You got some shout-outs there, Mr. International, Tony King.
Man, right now I want to shout-out Kurt ENT. I want to shout-out my homeboy Gooby. My homeboy Dirty, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out the OG Gemini. I don't know if you're listening or not, but next week that ass is mine. That's it for me right now.
Let us know what's up with that.
100.
Okay. All right. What you got for us, Jay Dirty?
Man, shout out to my cup. Shout out to the ice in my cup. Shout out to the brown girl in my cup. You know what I mean? And all that good type of shit. And you gonna hear from me again. You already know, Mr. Solo at this bitch. And fuck you if you don't like me. I'll get the screw face, motherfucker. And I'ma smile at you like this. You know what I mean?
And there is your Jay Dirty moment. If you don't like it, dust yourself off and kick rocks. We just saying, it is what it is. Monsters Radio, we're here throughout the week. Some people are hitting me up. I'm glad that y'all hit me up because it lets me know y'all actually listening. Yes, the monstersradio.com 24-hour stream is down right now. We're fixing our technical difficulties. We need another sponsor to pay our motherfucking bill. I'm just going to keep it 10,000. It should be up in a couple days. But, hey, still get involved. You can still go over there and check archives for the show. You can check out feature artists. There's a lot of things you can get involved with over there. And again, don't forget, come to the car show on Saturday. If you know me, let me know when you're going to go so I can meet you there. Like I said, I'm bringing the cameras. I'm taking pictures. I'm doing videos. I might do my own cypher walking through that son of a bitch. It is what it is. So, Monday through Friday, Monsters Radio Live, Blog Talk Radio. This is our only live station. So, all right, get involved. And again, if you want to catch me on an interview, matter of fact, y'all can call in, promote yourselves. Check my Facebook page. It's going down tonight at 9:30, Blog Talk Radio. All right, y'all. Peace. I'm out. I got shit to do.
100.
Hey, Monsters Radio. It's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Musik, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch. I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is. And E Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.